The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Reish Mem Dalet that when a Zaken enters your Dalet Amis, or a Talmud Chacham enters your Dalet Amis, you have to stand up, Malik Masay. You have to stand up completely. You can't just give a little nod of your head. You have to stand up when a Talmud Chacham or a Zaken enters your Dalet Amis. However, if let's say you yourself are a Zaken, or you yourself are a Talmud Chacham, you're someone that also other people are mechuyev to respect and stand up for, then you don't have to stand up molei kumasei for a different zaken or a different chacham that enters your dalet amis. Rather, you give a little bit of a hidur, give a little bit of a nod, a shuckle, to show some form of respect, but you don't have to stand up completely. So what emerges is that if you're a regular person and a zaken or a talmud chacham enters your dalet amis, you stand up molei kumasei. If you have two talmidei chachamim or two zakenim or one talmud chacham, one zaken, then each one for the other should do a hidur, some type of small nod, some sign of respect. But they don't have to actually stand up molei kumasei. L'maisa, the poskim can point out that the limud schus and the justification for a lot of people who are not actually zoyer in this halacha is because talmidei chachamim and zakenim today are usually moichel, and since they're moichel and they're kaved, you're not actually in violation of this mitzvah if you fail to stand up molei kumasei when they enter your dalet amis. However, even if they are moichel, that just removes the chiyuv. But many places can point out that there's still a mitzvah to stand up even though they were meichel. That's what the Radvaz says with respect to a father who's meichel. He says that there's a mitzvah to stand up despite the fact that he was meichel, and just there's no chiv when he's meichel. And the Be'er Heitiv says that the same thing applies to a Talmud Chacham or a Zaken that was meichel on his kavod. That despite the fact that he was meichel, and therefore there's no absolute obligation to stand up to honor him, nonetheless, it is a mitzvah for a person to stand up and show him some respect, show him some honor, despite the fact that he was meichel on his kavod, and he removed the actual obligation. The Paiskim also point out that if a chacham or a zaken entered the room, and he hasn't yet entered your dalet amis, but he's about to enter your dalet amis, he's going on his way to enter your dalet amis, you should dafka not stand up before he enters your dalet amis, because then it doesn't demonstrate respect when you stand up for him. But since he hasn't yet entered your dalet amis, you're not showing that you're standing up for his honor. Rather, you should dafka wait until he enters your dalet amis, and then it's considered a kima sheyesh bo hidur. The Gemara darshins that we need a ezehu kima oise hidur. You need a kima sheyesh bo hidur. You need a kima, a standing up that actually demonstrates and displays your honor and your respect for this person. That is the psak of the shach, that you're not supposed to stand up before he enters your dalet amis, and most poskim, based on this shach, say that fakert, you should dafka remain seated until he's mamish in your dalet amis, and only then stand up to show him some respect. Now, even though we have this halacha that you have to stand up fully, you can't just nod your head when a talmid chacham or zaken enters your dalet amis, nonetheless, there's a very interesting psak from the Chasam Sofer in the name of the Magen Avraham, an explanation of a psak of the Magen Avraham. What is the halachic definition of amida? What does it mean to stand up al pi din? The general rule is, and this is the kepaskin by the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Magen Avraham and other poskim, that if you lean on something, it's considered standing up as long as you would remain standing, you wouldn't fall down if the thing that you're leaning on is removed. In other words, when you lean on something, is that considered like yeshiva or is that like amida? So the halacha is that it depends. If the item would be removed, you would fall down, then it's considered yeshiva, because you're not considered amida since your whole entire weight is being supported by the thing that you're leaning on. However, if you would remain standing, even if this item that you're leaning on is removed, that's considered amida. And for instance, the recitation of Hallel has to be ba'amidah, and if you're leaning, then it's only considered amidah if you would remain standing, even if the item that you're leaning on gets removed. So that is the shita of the Mogen Avraham, and that's Kepaskim and the Mishnah Berurah. So anytime halacha mandates amidah, you have to determine, when I'm leaning on something, would I remain in this position, even if the item is removed that I'm leaning on? Or would I fall down if the item is removed? If I would fall down, it's not considered amida. If I would remain standing, it is considered amida. That is the basic rule. Now, there is an exception to the rule, and that is with respect to Shemana Esrei, and when it comes to leaning from the Torah Berab. When it comes to the Shemana Esrei, besides for the regular din amida that we have for Shemana Esrei, there's another din that you have to daven Shemana Esrei with a certain awe, with a certain respect and honor of the Rebbein Shlom, since you're now communicating with the Rebbein Shlom. And since it needs to be be'ema, be'uberesas of Azeya, the Shemana Esrei, therefore you need a full amida, and even if you're leaning in a way where you would remain in that position even if the item was removed, still it's not sufficient. Not adequate, and it's aser to do this during Shemana Esrei. You have to have a full amida, and any type of smicha is aser, even the type of smicha where you would remain in this position even if the item that you're leaning on gets removed. The same thing applies when you lean Torah Berabim. Since there's another din called Emas HaTorah, that in order to demonstrate your respect and honor for the Torah that you're leaning, you have to have a full amida, and in that case, any type of smicha is not allowed, even if it's the type of smicha where you would remain in the standing position, even if the item got removed. However, when it comes to this particular halacha of standing up for a zaken, or standing up for a talmid chacham that enters your da'at ames, according to the Chassam Sofer, b'shem the Mogen Avraham, there's an exception to the rule. And in this case, sometimes a smicha would in fact be okay, even if you would fall down if the item was actually removed. The source is a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed, tells us that the wife of Rav Huna had entered a din Torah by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had a very big dilemma when this wife of Rav Huna entered his Beis Din. Why? Because he felt that he was in a tremendous quandary. On the one hand, he has to stand for her. She's an Eishes Chaver. Her husband is Rav Huna, and therefore he is mechuyev to stand up in front of this woman. However, there's a halacha that you're not allowed as a Beis Din to show respect to one litigant over the other. And since she was a litigant in Beis Din, he wasn't allowed to stand for her. So he wasn't sure what to do. How does he treat this woman who's Eishes Rav Huna, the wife of Rav Huna, Eishes Chaver? He tells his aide, he tells his shamash the following eitzah. When she enters, right away throw a bird at me. And then when you throw a bird at me, I'm going to have to stand up to avoid the bird. And in that case, I'm going to be standing for an Eishes Talmid Chacham, but at the same time not showing the respect to one litigant over the other, because I'm going to be standing up in order to avoid the bird. That is the eitzah that Rav Nachman gave to his shamash. So the Gemara asks, either there's a din that during the Gemara din the dayan has to sit. So the Gemara answers, so what did he do? He bent over like he was trying to tie his shoe, and that was considered a smicha. Right? When you were leaning over, it's like you're standing, and since you're bending over, that is what he did to satisfy the chiyuv to stand up for this Eishes Rav Huna, for the wife of this Talmid Chacham Rav Huna. So in that way, says the Gemara, he killed two birds with one stone. Mitzat Echad, the dayan has to be seated, and it's considered like he's sitting because he was leaning over. He wasn't fully standing. But at the same time, he was mekayim the din of standing before this Eishes Talmid Chacham because he was leaning. That is the eitzah that Rav Nachman invoked when it came to standing in front of a litigant who was Eishes Rav Huna. The question is, the klal is, that if you lean on something in a way that you will fall down if the item that you're leaning on gets removed, that's not considered amidah, that's considered yeshiva. And the question is, if the Gemara is telling us that he was completely leaning over as if he was tying his shoe, he obviously would have fell down if the thing that he was leaning on would have been removed. And the question is, that's not considered amida. How is he mekayim the din amida with this smicha, l'chayra, this is a smicha that he would fall down from if the item that he's leaning on would get removed. Zogdem Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. Based on the explanation of the Chasam Sofer, why do we have a din amida by certain tefillahs such as Hallel? Why do you have to stand during Hallel? The Teretz is that you're supposed to be in a standing position during the recitation of these type of tefillahs. There's no din to stand up. The din is to be in a standing position. That is the halacha with respect to most tefillahs or mitzvahs that you have to stand for. You have to be bi'amid, you have to be in a standing position. Here, it's different. Over here, the standards are different because the makor of the need, of the requirement to stand up during when a tam tochum enters your Dalet Amis is the pasuk of mipnei seva tokum. Zokte chasam sefer, what does it mean, tokum? It means to get up, to raise yourself up. It doesn't mean that you have to be in a standing position like the other dinim that you have amida for, like talel. Rather, it means tokum, stand up. And the meila, if you were in a seated position and you went to a leaning position, lemaisa, that was a kima. And therefore, that is sufficient and adequate to be mekayim the din of neiseva tokum and zokte chasam sefer in the name of the Magen Avraham. That's how Rav Nachman was yoytze the mitzvah of amida in front of an Eishes Talmud Chacham, because he leaned. And since he was seated and he went into a leaning position, the din of kima is satisfied when you do this, because it's getting up rather than being in a standing position that's necessary. And since over here you, lemaisa, got up from your chair, that's sufficient, and you're mekayim the din of amida when you merely get up into a leaning position.